Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Holly Shelford from the Knoxville Public Library about the summer reading program. All right, talk about the Knoxville Public Library summer reading program.
Yes, this year our theme is Library Rocks, and we're going to start off on June 6th and 7th will be our kickoff days for our summer reading program this year. And we're going to explore the musical world. So patrons will be able to have musical experiments, games, through sounds, music, learn maybe about famous musicians, try their hand at making instruments, even talking a little bit about nature's music.
All right, how would I have my kids join the summer reading program?
We will start off on June the 6th, will be our kickoff day. We'll do 2 days of big registrations, but you do have through June 22nd to get registered for our reading program. Even if you don't register for the reading program, you still can participate in most everything that's going on here at the library. The registration part of it allows you to track your reading on a reading log. We're looking to read 1,000 minutes this summer. And as you read, you'll earn prizes as you go. But all of the activities that we hold here, the programs, the story times, you do not have to do the reading part to be involved in all of those.
Well, I know for kids, sometimes they think of reading as a chore, but I think the summer reading program is to make it as fun as possible. What are some of the activities that kids can participate in this summer?
There's going to be story times for toddlers up through second grades. We're going to also have some programs here with performers. We're starting off on June 12th with a magic show with Rick Eugene. We're also having Duke Otherwise. He's a musician, storyteller, and he's going to be coming and performing for kids in grades 3rd through 6th. It's Rock Candy Lab. So we're playing off the word of rock music, but we're actually going to do some science experiments with rock candy. We also have the Drum Safari is coming. That's an interactive drum group. The kids will get to participate. We will also be doing bingo fun for the family, crafting day. We do have musical reactions where the kids are going to make their own homemade instruments, and then we're going to hold like a little mini carnival or concert. We have game chess days for some older kids. We have a teen after hours night going here. So just activities all day. At the calendar will be out in paper form. If you stop into the library, you can look at our website and look to see what all activities are going on.
For parents of younger kids, they're not in school every day. What are the benefits of joining the reading program and keeping kids kind of active in their education during the summer break?
Well, it's just a proven fact that reading to children and exposing them to books just makes school easier for them. It helps them in all aspects of their life. It's also a great way to reach out for your kids to have social time. You can come to the library, hang out, meet friends. And as parents, you even get to meet other parents. So you even get to have those adult conversations, a new play group you can be set up. So lots of activities that way. And it's just a good way to expose kids into a positive, healthy environment out into the social world.
All right, one final time. Give me the reason to join the summer reading program at the Knoxville Public Library and the details on how to do so.
Okay, well, number one, it's just really, really fun. And the second thing is all of our activities here are free. There's no charge in participating or being part of our summer reading program. So come see us anytime between now and June 22nd. Get registered for the summer reading program and win lots of prizes. We just have a good time here.
Thanks to Holly Shelford for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.